The state has decreased funding for Mitchell County schools a little over $350,000 for next year.
The main reason is because our enrollment has dropped 71 students as versus last year. And a lot of the formula is based on enrollment that the state uses to fund the schools. So right now we're still in the process of determining what we need to do. We can ask the county for more funding, but problems of their own financially, and the county has been generous to us, especially last year. We have been talking with them about some options we have. We haven't really reached an agreement on anything at all. One option we do have, we have an opportunity for possibly getting an interest-free loan that may fill some of our capital needs. Therefore, it may free up other monies that we have designated for capital. We're just not sure at this point. It's early in the process. Just trying to gather all the facts to see what the best thing to do is.
Danny Young is the finance officer for the Mitchell County School System. Meanwhile, County Commission Chairman Phil Byrd said their funds are all but gone thanks to a post-election spending spree of more than $5 million by the previous board for an early payoff of the county courthouse, pay raises for county employees, and public school funding. He said he's glad the schools got the funding, but he didn't like the way it was done. He said he voted against last year's budget because of the way it was structured. It would leave the county's cash flow at almost nothing, and that's exactly what has happened. Commissioners will address the school's funding woes during special budget meetings, which will begin this month. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.